Some of Australia's most senior legal figures are before a parliamentary inquiry today, challenging the government's proposed changes to family law. A former Chief Justice of the Family Court says a change to the appeals mechanism could deepen the crisis confronting an already stretched system. And lawyers from the Law Council are warning that the changes could drive up family violence. In Canberra, Tom Eagledon has been following the hearings.
Divorcing couples and their children can wait up to 3 or even 4 years to have their cases resolved in the two courts which deal with family law. Clearing that backlog and speeding up the wheels of justice is the common aim of both the government and the bench, but the latest attempt at reform has hit a snag. Until last year, Diana Bryant served for 17 years as the top judge in first the Federal Circuit Court and then the Family Court, the two courts which deal with family law. She supports the plan to merge those two courts.
That's absolutely essential and should happen come what may. Some of the other reforms, particularly around the appeals, I think are very different.
Just one judge adhere appeals under the government's proposals, not the three the current system uses.
If you have a number of single-judge decisions overturning other single judges in the Federal Circuit Court, then you are likely to have much less consistency.
And that means more complexity, she says, and greater potential to foul up the system. On top of that, the government plans to phase out specialist family law judges, which she says could also add to the backlog.
If you have judges who understand dynamics of separating families, understand child development, understand family violence, you'll end up with better quality decision-making, and I think you also end up with a more efficient system.
President-elect of the Law Council, Arthur Moses, who'll also give evidence at today's inquiry, says the financial drain of long-running cases on separating couples is a prime cause of the backlog.
People coming before the court who aren't represented or represented properly because they don't have funding.
They're representing themselves.
Correct. And what we keep on telling the government is, can you please increase the legal aid funding available to these people, because that will assist them to obtain proper justice, but also it will assist the court to deal with matters in a timely fashion.
And he says simply merging the two courts won't address the backlog.
That's only going to happen when you appoint more judges to get through the cases, and it has to be judges who've got the expertise in this area. The Federal Circuit Court judges are struggling as it is to deal with their 500 docket workload each. How can it be possibly suggested that you would hit them with an additional complex workload?
And he's warning of severe ramifications for families if the reforms make the backlog worse.
There is the potential for individuals to take matters into their own hands, whether it be potentially disputes occurring between parents in relation to custody matters.
You're talking about violent disputes there?
Potentially. Because of the fact that there are unresolved issues that have been allowed to continue for 3-4 years whilst, in effect, children are moving from childhood to adulthood.
That's the President-elect of the Law Council of Australia, Arthur Moses, ending Tom Eagledon's report.